Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, welcome back. We have a surprise guest, one of the pardoned turkeys. Michael Heck, president and CEO of GNO Inc., joins us. And yeah, he wants to celebrate because he's been pardoned.
Another
turkey,
day of
the turkey
life.
Of all turkeys.
The turkey of all turkeys. Yes, the Uber turkey, the essential. But, you know, the thing is, like, let's be honest, like, turkey's not good eating. Like there's so many. And you talk to people, it's like, what do you like? Oh, yeah, I do brisket. I do pork. Now, personally, we do turducken because there's enough stuff, you know, with the oyster dressing and, you know. But, man, like, the fact that you have to risk life and limb to fry a turkey to make it delicious.
Hey, that's why I go to dawnbusters.org. In fact, you can still order your turkeys and pick them up this afternoon. It's easy.
Oh, really?
Let them do it.
Good
for you. Oh, yeah. I do it every year.
And it is delicious, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're phenomenal. I'm sure they have just a few left. So if you're thinking about wanting that fried turkey, get on over there.
Well, that was good, man. That was almost
I let the experts handle that stuff.
Oh, man, let me turn that off. Hold on one second. Sorry. Hey, but I love this holiday. I think we do have a lot to be. I mean, I always take it as a chance to be thankful and to reflect. But I think that we do have a lot to be pleased about and optimistic about in the city and the region right now.
No doubt. I had Helena Moreno and Joe Geruso on the show yesterday for an hour going over the amended budget for 2026. And it's amended because the Mayor Cantrell had proposed the 2026 budget. And they actually went out about re-engineering that budget would be, I guess, one nice way of putting it. But
yeah.
Very encouraged by what I heard and what I saw.
I really like the budget because it's so smart. It's obviously so much more thoughtful than just doing a 30% cut, which is, you know, it doesn't make any sense at all. And this budget, you know, fully funds essential services, police, sanitation, so no cuts there. There are cuts being made, including some difficult ones and some things that have to be done in the short term, like furloughs. But a lot of the cuts have to do with programs or positions that were put in place during COVID or even Katrina, and the money ran out, but the people didn't. So, you know, that's an adjustment that has to happen. And frankly, Noel, I don't know what you think, but when I look through this budget, the $800 million budget, and see how it's been put together and where the revenue is coming from, it's not nearly as bad, not nearly as austere as I feared we might have to be looking at.
Yeah, I mean, there's still some things that have to reveal itself and And I just like the approach that Helena has taken. I think it's a conservative approach, but it's a realistic approach. And I think she's cautiously optimistic. And I believe that she recognizes that there may be some more tweaks, some more nuances that are going to have to be dealt with.
Yeah, I mean, she's been very clear that the budget's just a starting point and there are going to be changes along the way, both on the cost side, but also on the revenue side. You know, for example, it was revealed that we have $100 million of uncollected parking tickets, which is, mind-blowing. And I believe in the current budget, they're only assuming they're going to collect $5 million of that. I think the good people of New Orleans are going to be more generous than that. So there will be adjustments. But I think the key thing that's coming out of this that I'm taking away from it, and I think that the mayor-elect has done something along these lines, is that fundamentally, beneath it all, this is not a money problem. This is a management problem that we're dealing with. And with more coordination and more urgency, we can manage our way through this and get the money right. And so, and I think it's very important to say that, because it feels like the knee jerk or the reflex often in government is we just need more money. We just need more funding. And I believe this from the Super Bowl, where we actually spent very little new money, that you have to get the management right before you say we just need more money to paper it over.
Yeah. And you've heard me sing from this sheet of music for a long time. I don't know that we're collecting all that we're owed, and we know that in some buckets for certain, right? And what's included in this budget is that they're actually going to collect some of these dollars, and the promises have been made. But there are a lot more out there. You know, the fact that you're still collecting property taxes in the fourth quarter of your budget year, when the property tax was due January 31st, is a problem.
Yep.
And, you know, and because the number of appeals that are made to the Louisiana Tax Commission from the city of New Orleans consumes about 98% of the tax commission agenda. And that's not good, because people are paying under protest. And, you know, so the city's not able to spend these dollars. They don't have access to these dollars. These are problems that need to be resolved. You know, and because they're on a tight rope in many respects. The money's there. They just, you know, got to have access to it.
The money's there. The cash flow just has to be managed in a very careful way. And then over time, we have to find these ways to continue to become more efficient and reduce costs, and then figure out ways where we can raise revenues in ways that make sense. And primarily that's going to be around things like user fees, which is why this idea of putting a small, and it is a small, $10, $20 for a Mardi Gras crew rider when you're paying thousands is small, in order to pay for the sanitation that has to come right after you and pick up all the beads you just bought for hundreds of dollars and threw on the street. And so there's a way to do this, and I don't want to sound, I don't know, like a fatal optimist or like a masochist, but I think there's a certain kind of enjoyment and even joy you can get out of this exercise, because this is fixable, and the underlying asset, the underlying thing, the city of New Orleans is still there and has tremendous value. It reminds me a little bit, Newell, when about 25 years ago, our restaurant in San Francisco and bar went through the dot-com crash. And we lost basically 40% of our revenues on an average basis overnight, because the kids stopped buying $100 bottles of wine. And it forced us to look at our costs and begin to make changes to reduce our costs. Like, for example, we went from 35 millimeter to digital film in our theater, and to figure out ways to improve our pricing, like buying our produce from other places or having more special events. And eventually we came out with a restaurant venue that was much more efficient, much more effective. And that's my expectation here, that there's going to absolutely be pain along the way, very real pain. But we're going to end up having, we're paying for lack of attention to this over decades, not just one administration. But when we come out of this, we're going to have a city that's much more right-sized and much more able to invest in those things that, that matter. And the approach of Mayor-elect Moreno and her team has been right on point. It's been honest. It's been conservative. But I think it's also very much looking to the future. So I'm really encouraged so far.
Very transparent, and one of the things that I'm thankful for in 2025 was that the citizens of New Orleans elected her, and I'll just leave it at that. We can move on.
Next topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about schools on the rise. This is great news. I had Ken Ertling the other day on from the St. Charles Public School System, the superintendent there. They posted some huge scores for their system. Excited to hear about it. And there are many others that, that did as well.
Yeah, you know, big kudos and thanks for Cade Brumley, the superintendent for, of all the schools in Louisiana. He's been a real steady hand and has been able to get everybody to really focus on performance. And our statewide performance rose to a B, the highest level in more than a decade. Here in New Orleans, we earned a B for the first time ever and under the current rating system and the first time since the return to local control in 2018. You saw some of these are the open enrollment schools that take everybody getting an A ranking, like Frederick Douglass and Edna Carr and McMaine. Jefferson Parish continues to be a super performer. With schools like Paul Solis and Marie Riviere, the district got a B. Schools like Kenner Discovery continue to be models for the nation. Plaquemines and St. Charles both at A. St. Tammany holding steady at a B. And whenever I have this conversation, Newell, it's not to to minimize the importance of our private schools and our Catholic schools, our parochial schools. They're incredibly important, but fundamentally we need our public schools to be excellent, and we're not there yet, but we've got really good momentum, and I give just a lot of thanks to our teachers particularly, but also our administrators and the folks up in Baton Rouge who have been driving this recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's just truly a team effort. There's no panacea solution. It's just down in the trenches doing the hard work, right, and creating policies that make sense. I mean, for a lot of years in this country, we've been mired in policies that just don't seem to make sense. I'm going to go ahead and say it, but, I mean, we really still have a difficulty in I do anyway, and understanding exactly what the teachers' unions want. I mean, they articulate positions. I'm like, why are you worried about that? I mean, it's not even in your wheelhouse, you know? I mean, just reading, writing, and arithmetic. And why don't we leave it there?
Well, I think the question is ultimately, Newell, who's the customer? And are you customer-focused? And I think we should just ask that in relation to all these questions, including the unions. Who are they really serving? Why do they exist? And if you follow that path, I think you get to the answer.
Michael, we closed a very important chapter. Had Jonathan Aroney on the other day. The consent decree is now closed.
Yeah, so what did John have to say about this? He's been with us for, I guess, well, better part of a decade.
He was very upbeat. He was very excited about the fact. He thought it was appropriate. He thought it was the right time. He was very complimentary of the NOPD, the city administration, accomplishing what they accomplished. Not unlike any other organization, you always have work to do. He made those observations. Nothing, quite frankly, out of the ordinary, but things you want to keep your eyes on, right? And I thought, you know, and as I said to him, I congratulated him on the job that they did working with everyone. I said, but Jonathan, I got to tell you, I'm not sad to see you go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this was, you know, Jonathan and the consent decree and Judge Morgan, this was tough medicine. It was expensive medicine. It was an imposition but it was a necessary imposition. And yeah, I think it feels like, okay, you know, job complete. Let's not go, you know, over the curve. And thank you, Jonathan. You know, don't go away mad. Go away glad. But
I thought his final report, I thought, was very, it was done very professionally.
He's been
and
great.
I don't think anybody would have anything, you know, to say otherwise than that's he handled it like a true professional.
Yeah, no, he really did. He handled like a pro. It was a difficult role. And this is a fundamentally changed police corps at the cultural level. It's not, I mean, practices matter, procedures matter, measuring matters, but the culture is what really matters. And anybody that's watched it will say culturally, they're two totally different organizations. And congratulations to Superintendent Kirkpatrick, to the mayor, to everybody. And most of all, thanks to all of our individuals, our officers, our EMT technicians, our people who are firemen and firewomen on the front lines. Thank you. We appreciate what you do every day.
Michael, five-year offshore leasing plan proposed by President Trump, the organization BOEM. It looks like they really got aggressive on opening up a number of lease sales, not only through the Gulf, but other areas around the country.
This is, it's good for Louisiana, obviously. The plan covers, I think, 34 lease sales around the nation, but many of them off the coast of Louisiana. It's going to be good for us for jobs. It's going to be good for us for tax revenue. But what I want to emphasize is that this is just part of our all-of-the-above energy, clean energy plan. So you have oil, and our oil is being done in a way that is effective but has less impact on the environment. So, for example, LLOG up in Covington has an asset called Salamanca in thousands of feet of water. And what they did is they bought an old rig from Anadarko, another company, and repurposed it. So they saved on having to make new steel. You've got our Venture Global facility down in Plaquemines, which is now close to $40 billion, which is not only producing natural gas, which is keeping places like China off of coal, but it's creating geopolitical stability in Europe. You've got a big solar project, over $1 billion out in Lafayette, First Solar, that's coming online. We've got bio projects like Life for Tires in St. John, which is going to be taking used tires and turning them into sustainable aviation fuel. And then all around, there are dozens of these carbon capture projects, which are able to produce energy that is almost entirely not impacting the atmosphere because the carbon is getting sequestered. And that includes the Meta project up in the Northeast. So I'm very excited about all of this because I truly do believe that with Louisiana as a whole, if we want to continue our comeback and keep adding population and building the economy, this all-of-the-above energy strategy is the way to go.
For sure, and that way everybody plays, right? There's a role for everyone, and you've said this from the very beginning that was going to be critical, to the success that we would ultimately enjoy here in the state of Louisiana. I'm really excited about this next topic, Michael, because nothing drives me crazier than when the same traffic signal light is out for 3 to 6 months. And we had the temporary stop sign there. And stop does not mean stop with temporary stop signs. It means, you know, you're kind of rolling through and, you just every day you go to the office and you wonder what other challenge you have facing you.
Yeah, it's almost like it's taunting you. Or there's this street signal over at the corner of North Rampart or Rampart and Canal that's timed for about 4 seconds. Trying to get across it is, and you can't run it because Canal Street's busy. So what's happening now is DPW, to their credit, they're overhauling how they handle streetlights and turn signals. They're shifting to an in-house management system that's going to be much better at scheduling, tracking, and actually publicly displaying service requests by next year. So that's really good news. They're working to fix their backlog of over 4,000 requests. But then what I'm particularly excited about going into the next administration is, as one of my roles is, I'm chairing the subcommittee on infrastructure, and we're actually having conversations with organizations that can come in and allow us to use AI to help improve not just how we execute projects, but how we coordinate projects. So that archetypical project type in New Orleans, which is that we tear up the street once for drainage, then again for fiber, and then again to go and pave it, that will become a relic of the past because we're actually coordinated. It's possible. The sun comes up and it happens around the world. And so I think we're going to be able to get there with infrastructure as well.
Simple things, simple pleasures.
Simple things.
We'll be right back. We're visiting with Michael Hegg, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Hegg, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
We do. I just want to note that Chris just played RuPaul for us. I'm thankful for RuPaul, I guess, at some basic level. Speaking of RuPaul, today's guest will be Guy Rosenfeld. He is CEO of Plan A Games, and they've just announced that they're going to be operating here in New Orleans. I'm friends with Gary, by the way, so he's going to laugh. He's not going to be offended.
Yeah, absolutely. Gary Rosenfeld, CEO of Plan A Games. Gary, welcome to the show. You guys just announced some big news about your company. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thanks, you guys, for having me. And Michael, I was laughing. So Plan A Games announced that we have opened an office in New Orleans, and we're staffed by data engineers and data science professionals who are building out our data sourcing and monitoring platform for mobile free-to-play games. And we also took investment from Boot64 Ventures and Innovation Catalyst to local VCs. And none of this would have happened without the help of GNO Inc. With Michael and Grady Fitzpatrick and Josh Flegg and LED, who I've known for a long time and helped for a long time grow the video game and digital media community and create jobs in New Orleans. So I'm now happy to be on the other end of this, employing some great people in NOLA for our company.
So, Gary, for my listening audience that may be unfamiliar with the industry, what actually is it that Plan A does?
Yeah, so Plan A is focused on providing marketing dollars to video game developers. And We actually, we source opportunities through this platform that we're building. So we're using data to do that. And we then attract potential partners, and we give them or fund their user acquisition so they can bring more players into their games. There's a real lack of capital right now in this community. So we're trying to help video game developers, particularly mobile, scale their games, grow their audience, build their companies. So we're essentially, think of us like a fintech company that's building this platform, and the revenue generator is going to be this funding for these game developers.
Now, you were saying, I thought I caught you say, you said these were free game mobile apps.
Right.
And so free meaning it costs you nothing. You just go download them and you start playing these games?
Yeah. So on your telephone, you have access to thousands and thousands of free games. And it's a large, thriving market. It's a $6 billion business. And these games, you launch them on your phone, and you can start playing them for free. And as you get into the game, you can buy items that allow you to progress through the game or express yourself in the game. And then this is just it's the biggest part of the video game business right now. And the video game business is the largest of all the entertainment media businesses.
And, you know, these phones, these mobile phones become more and more creative and more powerful in what they do. I guess that's just an open landscape for this industry.
That's right. It's sort of mind-blowing that you're carrying around literally a high-powered computer in your pocket. I mean, you wouldn't have thought that 10 or 15 years ago, you can do all the things you can do with your phone. And video games or mobile games are always have been out in front of that, taking advantage of, you know, all of the power that's packed into your phone to deliver, you know, fun game experiences.
So I guess both to Michael and you, when we think about this, Gary, I mean, this, Michael and their folks have been creating, you know, diversity in our economy and the tech industry has been one. When you talk about this $6 billion market in this tech ecosystem of these free games, I mean, what do you think is the ultimate capacity? How big can this grow?
To grow in New Orleans?
Not only in New Orleans, but I mean, you know, in the U.S. I mean, you know,
yeah.
What happens other places is going to impact what goes on here with what y'all are doing, right?
That's right. So the games business has been growing literally since its inception, right? And during the COVID period, it really boomed, and a lot of money flowed in to the business. You know, the opportunity to create, you know, jobs in New Orleans and in the United States kind of grew out of that, right? And through the incentives, New Orleans is a very attractive place to set up shop. And so what happened was there was this boom cycle, and the business has reset. And I think it's actually a good thing for New Orleans in particular. So the business reset, you know, there's been less job growth in video games in the United States because it's expensive to do it in the pockets where you would typically think, you know, the L.A. area, the Bay Area, places like Austin, Texas, very expensive. But you still want to have development resources in North America. And now that post-COVID, remote work has become kind of de facto, people are comfortable with it. All of the traction we might have faced in the past to attract jobs has gone away. So I expect, you know, in the next, you know, this next cycle, this next 18 months or so, there's going to be more opportunities to continue to grow the business here, you know, particularly in Louisiana and New Orleans.
If I could add one thing, Noel, one of the kind of biggest frustrations and challenges that we have here is that in Louisiana, including obviously the region of New Orleans, we've got arguably the best digital media, best software incentive in North America. If you do programming here, if you build a game in New Orleans, in Louisiana, in Jefferson, or any type of software product that qualifies, you get 25% of your money back as a cash rebate. So essentially, you're getting 25% to your bottom line, or if you're talking about employees who are doing the coding, every fourth employee is free. I mean, it's like a Black Friday deal every day in Louisiana. And for whatever reason, it might be because it feels too good, sounds too good to be true. We just haven't gotten the it's now getting around, I would say, Gary, but it's been slower than one would think. Like, for example, it's not known as well as our film incentive. And so we've got to have people keep understanding that we are the low-cost, high-culture alternative.
That's right. And I think it's funny. It's a question of the cycles that I just mentioned. You know, the word is getting out there. And we were facing headwinds. You know, people were reluctant to set up remote studios in the past. And people were reluctant to set up, say, in New Orleans because they thought there was a lack of talent. So, but that's not true. Like every company that's come in there, my own included, we've easily been able to recruit great talent. Like we picked up the two top engineers just coming out of Tulane University. So, you know, I work with on their advisory board, and Ralph Russo, literally I told him what we were doing, and he literally teed up these two great engineers who we hired immediately. And I know from past experience that anytime a company comes in, they put their flag down, they start recruiting. There's plenty of engineers, artists, others that participate in the video game development life cycle.
I got a text here, gentlemen. Interesting for me. I'm 45 years old. I started playing a mobile game last year called Last War. The last time I played any kind of video game was a PlayStation 2. I now play this game daily and invest approximately a dollar to 200 a week into it. I never thought I would play these games again, yet here I am, and I enjoy it thoroughly. Interesting.
Very common, right?
Thank you for your honesty.
Well, that person is literally now walking around with the PlayStation 2 in his pocket.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how this is able to happen.
Yeah. And I've talked to folks that play these games all the time, and what I hear is that they're just so innovative, you know, that it really piques their curiosity, right? And it does so where there's a challenge in front of them that they want to achieve, that they want to overcome, and they have this desire to get better and to master this or master that. And they use all kinds of different language and lingo that I'm not familiar with at 67 years of age. But nonetheless, it looks like they're having a blast.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, and it's something for everybody. You know, whereas the console video games might appeal to what we call a more core gaming audience that is largely kind of male-dominated and might be, you know, from 18 to 35, the mobile game market really kind of has no boundaries as far as who the audience can be. And there's something for everybody.
Well, Gary, can we have plan A, combine everything we're talking about on this show and do something about infrastructure and mobile gaming and do something like Pocket Pothole Pandemonium? You know, you got to go running around.
Yeah.
You got to figure out how to fill the potholes without shutting down the streets, you know, and then you got second lines coming down and, you know, buses with sports teams and horse-drawn carriages. Let's talk offline.
Yeah, well, I'm coming in. If Tulane makes the championship game is in New Orleans next Friday, if somewhere else can get them there, which I think you can, I'm coming to town, and we're going to talk about that, Michael.
Gary, this is what happens when the turkey gets paroled. Michael Heck, the turkey that got paroled, this is what happens.
So oh, yeah.
I apologize.
Too easy. Too easy.
Gary Rosenfeld, CEO, Plan A, A Games, thank you for choosing New Orleans. Thank you for your relationships to New Orleans, and we look forward to talking with you again in the future.
Well, likewise, you guys. Thank you very much. Have a great holiday, and look forward to seeing you all soon. Thanks.
You too as well. We'll be right back with Michael Hecht for his final thoughts. Stay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Hecht, President and CEO of GNO Inc. And Michael, Xavier gets a big boost.
Yeah, this is really nice. I was actually talking to President Ferret on Monday. They're thrilled. They've gotten their largest gift ever, unrestricted gift from Mackenzie Scott. It's her second contribution to the school. Xavier is absolutely deserving. It actually leads the nation in economic mobility for students that come in the bottom two quartiles or quintiles and end their life in the top two. So that's fantastic. And then I think just happened today, I learned that Mackenzie Scott gave $19 million to Dillard, one of our other outstanding HBCUs. And so, man, I can't say enough about Mackenzie Scott. She's given close to $250 million to New Orleans organizations. She does it all without application. She just does research with her team, finds those organizations that can really use the money, that deserve it, that have proven their effectiveness. And she's just, you know, using her her ability to help make New Orleans and the rest of the world a better place. And she does it without fanfare. She does it without going on yachts. She does it without having ceremonies and in Italy that bring all the paparazzi. So, yeah, big up to Mackenzie and congratulations to Dillard and Xavier. Very well-deserving, fantastic parts of our educational infrastructure.
Absolutely, and both of those donations are going to make a huge difference for sure. Let's talk about Waymo taking the wheel. I've not heard of this company.
So Waymo was originally the autonomous car division of Google. They're actually leading in driverless cars around the country, and they've just picked a new set of cities to come into. And through some combination of ability, courage, and foolishness, they're going to be in New Orleans. And so, they've logged millions of autonomous rides nationwide. They tend to be much safer in these other cities than cars with drivers. I have little doubt that they will not be safer here. But I think the polite way to say it is that New Orleans does pose a unique set of challenges, I think, to driverless taxis like Waymo.
Well, one could say that if it works here, it will work anywhere, right?
If it works here, it can work anywhere because it's going to be identifying never before seen phenomena in real time.
We are blessed with hazard after hazard after hazard.
So hey, Newell, while we were on break, I wrote a poem for you for Thanksgiving. Could I end the segment with the poem?
It's a must. Go ahead.
Actually, ChatGPT wrote it, but it's funny. It's called I'm Thankful for Newell and New Orleans. I'm thankful for Newell, a voice that keeps us clear. Through budget storms and brighter schools, he calls for us to stay near. I'm thankful for New Orleans, where progress lights the way, signals fixed, new ventures bloom, and brighter futures sway. From startups rising, streets improving, for hope that never ends, I'm thankful for Newell's wisdom and the region that he defends.
Well, you're very kind, Michael, or ChatGPT is. AI.
Yeah. That was the AI. You're still my man. You know that.
And you're still my pardoned turkey. So have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy eating other turkeys.
Yes, I'm going to be eating OPT, other people's turkeys.
Other people's turkeys. Have a great holiday. You and your family have a blessed one. And thank you so much for joining us. As always, we have a lot of fun here, and we truly enjoy your participation.
Yep, thank you, Noah. Blessings to you and yours.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Stay with us. Folks, when we return after the top of the hour news break, we will visit with Walt Leger, New Orleans & Company President and CEO. We'll look back at 2025 in tourism and what's ahead for 2026. And we'll be joined by Katie Kasbarian, Arno's Restaurant and the project visionary and lead collaborator for Second Line in the Sky. This is going to be a display that'll go on in the French Quarter starting December 1st. We'll talk about that and more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.